You're going through to catch up through Tezvav tonight.
Yeah, I
I was going to
apologize. I
ask you last
stopped. I
night, but you hung up. You disconnected this year also very fast.
because I was talking to myself.
Okay.
Why is that? Okay, so I'm sorry. Last night I stopped two seasons too early. So we're on Simeonai and Zion. It should be test, but it will be Zion. Zion. So our kois certainly a shalom v'naki. The kois needs to be complete and clean. Whatever dinim you had with the kotzibuchos can't be any cracks, can't be any leaks. You also have the same thing in the kotzibuchos. Basically, it's that the cup has can't be broken, it can't have any cracks. You have to wash it inside and out, and you're supposed to fill it all the way to the top. Right? And this is applies bain b'yayim, bain b'layla, bain b'feshal adala, senior adala, total kalish b'layla, kotz gadol. And listen to this Qumra right here. I bet you nobody keeps this one. It's best to make a kiddush at night on such a large kois, so that you leave enough wine in that kois that you can make kiddush during the day and kiddush at night. Right? I mean, yeah, that's a large kois. Right?
Is shiurim like you should have
That
four
depends.
rooms?
What's the share of Kiddush?
Good. Let's say you go with the smallest shear. So you're talking about a
6
10 ounce
ounces?
kos. No,
Why?
three.
Small
You need
share,
for
3
Friday night,
ounces.
Shabbos day, and Havdalah.
You need all three. So
Yeah.
9 ounce kos.
Yeah. And then Sabbat Shabbat says already this is not the minute to do this.
A big deal.
Yeah, Peretz, you do this anyways, but
I'm saying,
no, it sounds like you should have
that
the
is
wine you should.
over, or the kos has to be that big?
What?
The kais has to be that big, or you have enough and
No,
leave.
it's to me. It sounds like the wine should stay in there for Shabbos day and for. I'm not sure though.
Old wine. Shabbos day and Avdallah. How's that not
Right?
prepared after
You'd
Shabbos?
also have to fix it. No, you'd have to fix it. Make it not pogum. Pour in extra wine. Pour it out. Pour it in. But I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos today, he brings that some people to be mekayim this, what they do. Is from the Kiddush cup Friday night, they'll pour some back into the bottle. And like this, it's a representation of the original cup. Anyways, Mishmaru says not, you don't have to keep this.
How is that not a for Abdullah?
No, because you don't know if you might finish it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say if you're the point is this prepare for Abdullah. We're allowed to do that on a Friday night.
I hear. No, but you, it's not a mitzvah that's so obvious that you're doing it for Abdullah.
Yeah, I have your grandfather's kites and it's 11.
11 ounces? Really?
Almost a can of beer for Abdullah.
Know. Wow. Okay, yes, a chalas should be covered, but even if you're making kiddush on the chalas, meaning he's saying to exclude the reason that the palaces are jealous of the wife. Right? You must put some defense against she should still be public. Say for Lamar, as I say to Mun, the Mun was covered on the bottom and on the top with two. So, also, meaning the question is do you keep the challah covered when you make a bracha? From my polling people, most people, I think, keep the challah covered when they make the hamotzis. I personally don't, but I think most people do.
Aren't you
Yeah.
supposed to because the mud was covered top to bottom or something?
Yeah, that's what you just said. Yeah.
But
But I
you
don't know,
don't
but
because.
for the bracha, I don't, but I don't know why. I'm not sure why. It sounds like that's the correct thing to do. Yes, I'm a Kaddish. The one who makes kiddush should drink from the Kais, which is a cheekful. Without a hefsek, and if you have up to a minute or two. It's a mitzvah, not a chiyuv, right? That everybody should just taste. If yeah, sometimes you have a somebody who doesn't like wine, and that says, so don't drink, right? Let's say somebody doesn't want to drink wine because of a geder, right? You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it that the other people will drink. So what should you do? You should make it on bread. Right on challah. Right? Yayin shall kiddush. If you should mitzafei a suda, wine of kiddush, since it's considered part of suda, ain't it on bracha l'achra? You don't make a bracha achrayna. The bracha of the mazon petarit. The bracha of the mazon patris it. Ach, yesh pesim with a suda deina petar. There are pesim that say bracha of the mazon does not become potter. Al kain im efshe. If it's potter, yesh li lahadash la'achra bracha of the mazon yivarech al kos yayin. You know, some people, what they do is after Brachas Hamazon, they go try and drink more wine. V'yishter Revius and drink Revius v'yavarech. Brachafani make a brachafani. Lift up Thomas a kois shel kiddush. The potter the kois shel kiddush. That's obviously talking about somebody who doesn't say Brachas Hamazon ala kois. Yod Aleph al Yain shem seichas suda ain't a tzorach levarof. If you're drinking wine in the middle of the suda, you don't have to make a brach. Shem nifter Brachas b'ayra priyagof and shem kiddush. That's okay. That we know. Let's say somebody thought it was wine, and then he found that it was water. A shar mashal is a different liquid. Yafi mikadosh al yain. If you go, make kiddush al yain. The moment in front of yain al shulchan, where you dive to wish to yain, gam b'sef hasidu. Let's say he had wine on the table, and he also was planning on drinking wine in the middle of the meal. Any sort of kaddish shenis, he does not have to say kiddush. Have a kiddush al yain, because it's if you make kiddush al yain. In loy ha yain lefan of al shulchan. Well, if he didn't have wine on the table, I will hold you on the day's sake, but he had wine in his house. And he had in mind to drink. I mean, you didn't have the wine on the table, but you had it somewhere in the Suda, right? Ain't so, I mean, it's somewhere in the house. And it's sort of a butter for a goffin. You don't have to make butter for a goffin. Ella Sheikh Deshon. Meaning, meaning, if you're going to do, what's it called? Yeah, so what is he saying? That's I'm talking about if he's already had, right? You just mean, just make Kiddush, don't make Brach on the eye. And this is the Purim Suda, right? This is the Purim thing. If you're going to make Kiddush, I mean, you're Purim Suda. And then you don't make a butter for your gossip. Then my kais shall shaker. I med when makan shuv samar medim. Unless it has beer or med, right? Meaning you're making which you already said you shouldn't really do. But if you have it, the chol life and ain't sort of without the shenis, you still don't have to make kiddush again. Eli varach shal kol. If there's anything, make a bracha shal kol. The kavish and ogin with kaddish achan atiras yudayim kol and tiras apas. And like the Yekis who make the tiras yudayim before. It's here to pass, getting before the bread. Gam kain aim sort of glass of the kaddish. You don't have to make kiddish. I'm done. Mighty Bobby people, kiddish shall pass. You make a mighty if you make kiddish shall pass. You'd give. Well, Gam be your, the suit of shot with sort of the kaddish shall occur. During the day, you also need to make kiddish shall occur. Behind us, my brother, full of butter for your girlfriend. Zehu, a kiddish. That's kiddish. But Gam Nashon Kayos and kiddish there. Women are chayven is kiddish. Gam Kayden kiddish there. Also, Litam Kluma, Filo Mayim. You're not letting him taste anything, even water. Just like Kiddush Halal. Now there's a big tumult there. Exactly at what point does a woman become chayiv and kiddush, right? Because you have these women that come, they know the men are home from shul, then they just drinking and eating. It's really a problem, right? So once the men come home from shul, at least the husband, then the woman can't eat anymore. Single girls, it's maybe a different, more of a problem. It should also be on yayin. If you really like schnapp, you're going to be yotzu with that. You have to make sure the price is a revius parrot. Exactly what you do it, not the schnapps glass. If you make kiddush al yayin, but right to lishka gam yayin sorof I kofer ayin lael. Right.
So that's what he says
before. That's a big shiloh.
How do chassidim do it?
Chassidim are simich that you'd have to make a butter and a fushes on them, even if it's a small schnapps glass, because that's the normal amount to drink. Then they want to say because that if that's the case, then you can make kiddush on it. But the whole tzushtel is very it's not pushing at all. It's not pushing at all. But Abdul Kitzer says, and he was a shtickler, he was Hungarian. Okay. You need to have you also have to eat. Immediately after the Kiddush, when you shouldn't sit around. If you don't eat immediately after Kiddush, you're not Yotze. But Yoim, and one of your rights are left on the Yad Suda Perua, and on the day, if you don't want to eat immediately a Suda Perua, meaning you want to make Kiddush like many people do, and you have a little bit of Mazinus, then you have to drink a Revius, because that would be. Because if you want to make a brocha alamich about pirei gofen, meaning it's complicated to make kiddush remarkable soon. You got to make sure you have enough, but also you got to make sure you don't eat too much. You could even make kiddush before musaf if you're weak. Let's say a mile makes kiddush. You drink from the kois, and a revius more like this. It'll be kiddush and makom suba. Tesvav, what the litam after tefillah shachris paidem tefillah musaf. You're allowed to taste after shachris before tefillah musaf. It's ima hainu pash kaveya. Tasting means like a pas of egg, the loyos are not morons. Uperus apilu harbe kade rufetus alein. And fruits, even if it's so much that you're going to satisfy your heart, as long as you make kiddush first and you drink the malaluma, and an arias yain. That is considered kiddush not kintsugo. A yishta arias yain, or drink a arias yain, v'yoyfel kizayas, and eat a kizayas, and chameshis, and eat a dogon from the five grains. So basically, if you're going to make kiddush and makom suda, make sure you know the halachas properly, and that you know exactly how to be yotze the kiddush. Because otherwise, you're not allowed to eat. Contrary to what many people think that kiddush and makom suda, okay, but you're still allowed to eat. Even if you didn't have kiddush and makom suda, the answer is no, you cannot. You're not yotze kiddush unless you have it in makom suda. Okay, we'll stop there. Welcome back to everybody, and everybody should have a fine night.
Sure, thank you.
Bye.